Libby?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Okay, so the million-dollar question is, where do you think people go when they die?
Well, really, I think they just kind of get reborn into humans again, so...
Okay.
Kind of a, yeah, reincarnation.
Well, I'd like to think they go to heaven.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you base your belief on?
Well, I'm kind of exploring right now, so... But right now, I'm working on Wicca.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not particularly religious, but I kind of go with Christianity, but I kind of put my own beliefs into it.
Okay. So what do you guys believe is more important, what you believe or if what you believe is true?
What I believe.
Yeah, what I believe.
Why do you say that?
Well, because believing in something doesn't always mean it's true. It's just because you believe in something and... That's what I think is more important, because
okay.
The truth isn't always the best thing in the world.
And believing in something kind of gives you, like, a way to live your life. So I kind of go with that, not what, if it's true or not.
So if you believed that you could jump off of a 20-story building and you wouldn't get hurt, what would be more important, what you believed or if what you believed was true?
Well, that part is life and death. It's probably going to be the if what you believe isn't true, because it's life or death.
Yeah.
Isn't it a matter of life and death to know that what you believe is true when you die?
Okay.
It's a deep question.
It is. Well, the thing is that it's really hard to... No. And so you can spend your entire life finding out if it's true or not, but in the end it's like you're dead and you're in heaven or you're not.
But doesn't that matter to you if you didn't end up in heaven? Wouldn't that matter to you?
As long as I'm happy, I'm good. I don't know. I'll try my best to get there or whatever, but...
What do you think people would have to do to get there?
Do what they believe is right.
I don't think that if they think that it's great to steal from somebody that they should do that, but like if they can help other people and stuff, then maybe they could.
So when you said as long as they do what they think is right, do you put any qualifications on that?
Not really.
Do you think what everyone thinks is right is right?
Well, it's just the perspective of the person, really. I can't say this is right, this is wrong for somebody else because I don't know what's going on in their life. And
is it always wrong to steal?
I don't think so, because if you're, like, stealing food for your family, it's overall a good thing.
What about the person that you stole from? Would they agree with you?
If they knew what was happening, I'm sure they would be happy to give
them. Would it be better if you needed food to your family to ask somebody to help you as opposed to stealing from people?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
What do you guys think conscience is?
Well, the conscience is like I guess a little tiny voice in your head that tells you right from wrong.
Okay.
Like if you steal, your conscience comes in and stuff. The conscience is there all the time, and it'll always be there for everything.
Okay. Do you always listen to your conscience?
I try my best.
Which means you don't always.
Not always.
Okay. What about you?
Well, I would agree that it's a voice in your head, but yeah, I don't always listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, would you young ladies consider yourselves to be basically good people?
Might seem a little arrogant, but yeah, I kind of do think of myself as a good person because I try to do my best to help others and do the right thing. And yeah,
sometimes you know that you're doing a bad thing or whatever, but you're like, your parents don't want you to do something and you do it, but in the heart of it all, you know that you're a good person because you're helping others.
Okay. So could I give you guys a little test to see if that's true?
Sure.
So, how many lies do you think you guys have told?
I don't know. Well, it started off pretty bad, but then I made it like a resolution to stop, and I've pretty much done that.
Okay. Yeah, when I was little, I couldn't lie. I can't lie to save my life, so I try not to. I can't. Like, somebody asks me something,
but
you have tried to lie.
I
have tried.
Okay. Yeah. So you've gotten caught, right?
Yeah. But they're also like little white lies.
Yeah, they're not big full-blown. If I had told a bunch of lies, I can't even count all of them. What would you guys call me?
Human.
Okay.
Well, I'd call you a liar.
Right. Okay. Have you guys ever taken anything, even if it was just something small?
I think I did once, but I went back and returned it. And, you know, did the hang the head in shame. And
okay.
I think I stole stuff from my like brothers and my brother and sister.
Okay. Have you guys ever downloaded music or copied any answer on a test or anything like that?
I don't think so, but like cheated on a test or something like that? Yeah.
So what do you call someone who steals?
A thief?
Right, okay. This is a very serious one. It's the third commandment, and it's, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Have you guys ever used God's name in a disrespectful way? OMG.
No. Pretty much all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the OMG one.
Yeah, that one is really serious because the Bible, in the Bible, God says he will not hold him guiltless who uses his name in vain. Were you guys always the perfect child growing up?
No.
No.
That's the fifth commandment, to honor your mother and father, okay? Have you guys ever been so mad at someone that you thought in your heart, I think I might hate that person?
Yeah, but then later I was like, I don't really hate them, because I guess hate kind of goes with them.
Too strong a word.
I wouldn't want to kill them, or I wouldn't want them dead or anything like that.
Right. Usually for me, you know, I'm really mad at them, and I do think I hate them, but then I go in my room, calm down, and I go, oh, wait, maybe I don't.
You might have hated them for a moment, but then your conscience kicked in and said,
and
this is wrong.
And you just have to breathe and calm down.
Okay. The Bible actually says if you've hated someone, even for a moment, that for that moment, you're a murderer at heart. Okay? Jesus said, the commandment is you shall not commit adultery. And I don't know if you guys know what adultery is. What would you define adultery as?
I've heard that word, but I can't put it with a meaning right now.
All I can think is like cheating on somebody or like...
Yeah.
Okay,
so you guys are probably thinking, oh good, I'm not married, but there's no way I could have married. But Jesus actually said, if you've looked at another person with inappropriate thoughts, it's called lust, you've committed adultery in your heart, okay? So you don't have to answer that one if you don't want to, but just think about it. If you've looked at another person with inappropriate sexual thoughts, you've committed adultery in your heart. So if you guys were to go into eternity tonight and you were to stand before God, and he were to judge you according to the perfect standard of his law, which is actually a reflection of his holiness, would you be innocent or guilty of breaking his law?
I guess I'd be guilty.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. What should he do with you? Heaven or hell?
Well, it looks like I'm going to hell, actually.
I wouldn't want to, you know.
Yeah, I'd probably go to hell, too.
Does that concern you? Remember, what is true is more important than what you believe, okay? I think I can tell it would concern you.
That's a little concerning.
Not,
but,
But you love life, right? You don't want to go somewhere where, I mean, if you understand what the Bible says about hell, it's going to be a horrible place.
It is,
okay?
But if I go there, then I probably do deserve it.
Well, we all deserve it because we've all broken God's law. And we don't want to see anybody go to hell. So God is not only a just and holy judge that must punish lawbreakers, he's also merciful and kind. and he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. fully God and fully man, 30 to 33 years into his earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross, suffered and died a horrible death, taking the punishment we deserve as guilty lawbreakers. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead forever, defeating death. Jesus Christ lived the perfect life. He was God in the flesh. He couldn't sin. And that's what God requires for us to get to heaven, is that we be perfect. But we've already broken his law. So he sent Jesus Christ in our place to take the punishment for our sin. And what God requires of us is that we repent, which means turn from trusting in our own goodness, trusting in ourselves, and turn from our sin and place our trust in Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice on the cross to save us.
What Jesus did is so amazing because he actually took the punishment for his people's sins. It wasn't just symbolic or theoretical. He actually took that punishment.
He absorbed it.
He took it on himself, and he also purchased for his people a new heart. And if you are one of those people, God is going to change your life through the preaching of the gospel. And there's hard things in life because things are not the way they should be, but one day they will be. And we want to see you there.
So, please think about